When you think of bats, this guy might be the first thing that comes to mind.
I am Dracula.
You may find bats scary, but one group of nature lovers does not. They recently spent the night out tracking bats in central Washington. They want to check in on how bat populations are doing in the state. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Moses Cooley is a bat lover's paradise. 14 out of the 15 mammals in Washington can be found at this one speck of land, about 45 minutes north of Ephrata. It's also home to one of the most rare bats in the state, the spotted bat. And there's one thing really cool about this bat. People can hear its echolocation.
Listen real carefully, and above the crickets you should hear another very insect-like call. Let's see if you can hear this.
Chuck Warner is with the Nature Conservancy. Did you catch that clicking sound? That's a spotted bat.
All right, I'll do it one more time.
Warner has been organizing volunteers to listen for spotted bats for 14 years. The volunteers provide a census of the large area all at once.
We're hoping that we can use this information as a surrogate for some indication on how the bat species in general are doing in the area.
Bats are a keystone species. They eat insects, they help pollinate, and they can even help reforestation after a wildfire. That's why the Nature Conservancy wants to know how they are doing. Neil Hedges started studying the bat population in this area in 1992. He helped the researchers who first discovered spotted bats in the Northwest.
This has the most spotted bats of any place in Washington that we've found.
Moses Cooley?
Yeah, this part of Moses Cooley.
Hedges was the first person in Washington to trap a spotted bat. Biologists here have caught them only twice.
It's a striking bat. It's black and white, and it's got really long ears that are kind of pinkish. It's got one of the longest ears of any of the bats in Washington. It's a beautiful bat.
Spotted bats are also found roosting on high cliffs in eastern Oregon and Idaho. Hedges leads two volunteers out to a spot close to where he caught the spotted bat.
After you guys learn this call, it's probably going to drive you crazy down there at your camp.
Didn't think about that. The one time I forgot my earplugs.
Stephanie Burghardt says she can't wait to hear the spotted bats flying around the coulee, even if the sound might make it harder to sleep. The group decides on a good listening spot. Soon after, a large bat swoops down.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
There's another.
A bat flying right over your head might make most people jump. Not Burghardt.
They're one of the uncharismatic creatures that people just don't give a lot of attention to, and so they're a little less known, and I think they're super cute and cool.
The spotted bats haven't come out yet. But the sun is quickly setting and the moon is rising. The spotted bats will soon leave their roost high on the cliffs. That's when Burghardt and her husband will start counting the bats' echolocation clicks. They listen for clicking noises. That's how they know a bat is flying overhead. The sound is pretty distinctive once you know what you're listening for.
I heard 30.
34 up Cooley.
79.
All in all, Burghardt and her husband heard about 15 bats overhead. The Nature Conservancy's Chuck Warner says the bat counts were slightly lower than normal. Most of the counters heard about 22 bats over 1 hour.
By and large, I'm surprised that the count isn't higher because it's so still tonight. At least where we were, you could hear just about everything, but the bugs were loud. We couldn't hear anything else.
The Nature Conservancy is using tactics like weed management and controlled grazing to restore habitat in this part of Moses Cooley. The conservation group is hoping that will attract more moths and insects. With more food, they hope will come more bats. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.